Farmers using cover crops are planting more acres, finding new ways to integrate livestock, and increasingly turning to technology such as drones, according to the newly released 2026 National Cover Crop Report. The report, released this week during the Farm Progress Show, found that surveyed farmers planted an average of nearly 398 acres of cover crops, with respondents expecting that figure to surpass 400 acres next year. Nearly half of the cover crop users surveyed had more than a decade of experience with the practice. This year's survey included responses from 657 farmers across 46 states and Puerto Rico. "We work closely with agricultural producers to implement conservation practices, like cover crops, that strengthen soil health and ensure long-term productivity and profitability of our nation's agricultural operations," said Farm Production and Conservation Under Secretary Richard Fordyce. "USDA is putting farmers first through our conservation programs and technical assistance, and we thank farmers for their voluntary efforts to conserve our nation's natural resources while feeding, fueling, and clothing our nation." Beyond acreage, the survey highlighted potential production benefits. Farmers reported an average yield increase of 3.5 bushels per acre for corn and 1.4 bushels per acre for soybeans following cover crops. Nearly one-third, 31.2%, of cover crop users also reported better weed control. Among farmers who planted green or planted their cash crop into a living cover crop, 87% reported improved weed control. The National Cover Crop Report has become a benchmark in tracking not only the growing use of cover crops, but also the growing appreciation of cover crops, benefits, and understanding of how farmers succeed with the practice, said Rob Myers of the University of Missouri, who has led the survey program since its inception. Data from these surveys has been used in farmer outreach programs on cover crops and conservation policy development. "Every time we conduct one of these surveys, we gather new insights to share, and this year was no exception." The Conservation Technology Information Center, USDA Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program, and American Seed Trade Association conducted the survey, which is the ninth national cover crop report published by CTIC and SARE since 2013. Cover crop use isn't always consistent. One of this year's findings challenges the idea that farmers can simply be divided into cover crop users and non-users. Farmers who had previously planted cover crops were instead classified as intermittent users, reflecting how weather, economics, crop rotations, and other conditions can affect planting decisions. Among those intermittent users, 28.6% said they definitely or probably would consider using cover crops again, while another 34.7% said they might. More than 60% of current cover crop users said there are years when they don't plant covers on certain fields. A late cash crop harvest was cited by 41.8% of respondents as a reason for skipping cover crops, while 38.6% pointed to conditions being too wet or dry. Another 38% cited a lack of time or labor. Even among respondents who had never planted cover crops, 73.5% said they were open to trying them. Though many fans of cover crops can't imagine not using them, other farmers choose whether or not to plant covers based on economics, field conditions, crop rotations, or other factors, said CTIC Executive Director and Iowa farmer Ryan Heiniger. In the past, research had a tendency to group people as users or non-users. "We've learned, and through this survey, confirmed, that intermittent use of cover crops can be a dynamic decision, not an abandonment of the practice or its principles. Better data showing a positive return on investment and incentive programs to help cover the costs of cover crop establishment could bring cover crops back to many of those acres. Incentives could influence adoption. Financial incentives also appear to play a role in whether farmers try and continue using cover crops. Among 256 cover crop users who received an incentive payment in 2025, 81.6% said they probably or definitely would continue using cover crops. Just 4.7% said they probably would not continue after their incentive program ended. Among previous or intermittent users, only 21.6% reported receiving some type of cover crop incentive. Of those farmers, 70% said the payments encouraged them to try cover crops by reducing financial risk or offsetting direct costs. The survey also found that farmers favored programs with simple enrollment and clearly defined terms. For cover crop users who hadn't participated in incentive programs, unfamiliarity with carbon markets or program details was a leading obstacle. Concerns about long-term commitments were cited by 32.4%, while 19.6% said payments were insufficient and 14.7% cited eligibility requirements. Cattle and cover crops. Livestock integration emerged as another significant opportunity. One-third of cover crop users said they either grazed their cover crops or harvested them for livestock feed. Of the farmers who grazed covers, 77% said doing so increased their profits. Interest in virtual fencing could further expand grazing. Among respondents interested in virtual fencing technology, 85% said it would increase their use of cover crop grazing. Because roughly two-thirds of surveyed cover crop users aren't currently grazing those acres, the report also points to opportunities for crop farmers to partner with cattle producers looking for additional forage. Drones gain ground in cover crop management. Drone use is also beginning to make its way into cover crop systems. This year, 16.3% of cover crop users reported using drones for cover crop seeding or termination. That's a significant shift from the 2023 National Cover Crop Report, when only 1 out of 553 cover crop users reported seeding cover crops with a drone. The survey also examined where farmers source their cover crop seed and how those purchasing decisions are changing. "The cover crop survey is an invaluable resource for the seed industry," said Andy Lavine, president and CEO of ASDA. "It helps seed producers understand trends and ensure a reliable supply of high-quality, professionally produced cover crop seed. By utilizing the information in this survey, the seed industry can help support conservation efforts by ensuring growers have access to the right seed at the right time to achieve their conservation goals, leading to a more secure and reliable food supply and a healthier environment." The full 2026 National Cover Crop Report, along with previous reports dating to 2013, is available through CTIC.